Well, good morning, boys and girls. I missed you guys last week when I was away, and I am so glad that you are all here this morning. So, raise your hand if you have ever heard the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Have you ever heard that? Yeah, have you ever said that? Some of you? Okay, so while it may be true that words can't break our bones, they don't hurt us on the inside, but words can really hurt our feelings. That's exactly right. They can really hurt us on the inside. Our words are very powerful. Our words can help somebody and encourage somebody and make them feel good. Or our words can really hurt somebody. When somebody says words like stupid and dumb and words like that, they hurt your feelings, they make you feel bad, and they can even make you feel like you're not good enough, that everybody else is better than you, can really hurt your feelings. But when someone says, great job, you can do it, I believe in you, those words can really help you. They can make you feel good and make you feel good about yourself and know that you can do something. Our words are very powerful. They can either help somebody or they can hurt somebody. And because our words are so powerful, God actually tells us how we should talk. In the Bible, Paul, in the book of Ephesians, tells us how we should talk to others. And he says that we should only use words that are useful in building somebody up, that help them. That means words that encourage, words that make other people feel good, words that show others that we care about them and that God loves them. Because here's the thing, you are how other people know about God's love. And so if the only words that you use are name-calling or calling people stupid or dumb or yelling at them, that's not showing people that God loves them, and it's not showing them that you care about them either. But when you are kind and compassionate, like the Bible says, when you are kind to people that nobody else talks to, when you're kind to somebody who's been mean to you, when you forgive somebody else, when you say good words to people, you show them that you care about them and that God loves them. God forgives us no matter what. He forgives us always. All we have to do is ask. And because God forgives us, He wants us to forgive others too, and He wants us to be kind to others, because that's how they know that God created them and that God loves them. So be careful with your words, because your words are powerful. So this week, I hope before you say something, you will think about it, and you will think about the words that you say, and you will only say good words that help other people, that you will be kind, that you will forgive somebody when they hurt you, and that you will remember that your words are powerful. So now we're going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for always being kind to us. Thank you for forgiving us no matter what. Help us to share your love and kindness with others. Help us to only say good things to others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.